Blog Talk Radio.
My brother Tripp, cheer up my sister, live in the sunshine, amen. You're here again, amen, with the Doctor of Truth. You have Tremaine Hawkins, amen. All best of joy in you in volume 2, amen. Just a cheer up, it's very good to know. And this is what we're about tonight and today, wherever you might be listening to, amen. Doctrine of Truth is concerning prophecy. Amen. It's good to know. Amen. And God wants his people not to be fearful. He doesn't want them to be afraid. He doesn't want them to be concerned or left in the dark. Amen. The Lord wants us to cheer up. He always tells the truth and about truth and love. Amen. There's no surprising in love. Love wants you to know, amen, who you are, where you're going, and what the day is about. Amen. And today and tonight, amen, cheer up. God love you, he care for you, and he's going to be with you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, amen, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch the hearts of those that are listening, touch the hearts of those, amen, that are going through stress, trials, and tribulation. Oh, God, we want the Holy Spirit, amen, to come in and be a part of our discussion. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And, Father, we thank you for being, amen, of love, kindness, and you're able and you're powerful enough and you know in all that you allow us, amen, your creations to come in, amen, and Lord God to share and be a part of your wonderful creations and your wonderful glory that you've given us and given us another chance to get it right with you. And we thank you. Amen. We thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you. Amen. For being love. Love. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. We are here again. Amen. In this study of prophecy, tell a friend, call a friend, let them know Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And we want you to understand that this program, the whole desire, the whole effort is to bring you closer to Christ, not to draw you away, to bring you closer to Christ. Amen. The Bible says, get wisdom, all I getting, get understanding. It's in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs also said, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. There is safety. Amen. And we are studying prophecy, and we need your input. We need your, amen, insight. We need to help us to clarify things. Amen. And whatever you have and God has given you, you have learned throughout the day and time. Amen. Share it with us. Amen. That we all can come to agreement. Amen. And the book of Ephesians talks about that we all, God has given us prophets, teachers, evangelists, and apostles. Amen. For the edification, for the union, for the strength, amen, of God's people and those that are seeking God. When you seek God, amen, Bible, James said, if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. If you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Paul, in his missionary journey and his work, amen, he went through Thessalonians in his second letter he's writing, and he found out that there's some misconception concerning, amen, the letters that he wrote. And even during the time of Paul the Apostle, in the time of the early church, amen, there was forgery going on. Amen. We want to read some of the commentary of the letter that Paul had wrote. Amen. The second epistle of Paul of Thessalonians. He said, nevertheless, this misunderstanding have led many in the church to forsake their occupation, to lead undisciplined lives, and to breed unrest among the people by becoming busybodies and beggars, leaving off those who will maintain gainful employment. Amen. They said some had spread a rumor, amen, that Christ had come, the church is already in the latter days, and they have, amen, they have lost discouragement, and they had find themselves, amen, in disarray. And Paul was writing to them, and Paul was trying to encourage them, amen, keep the faith and be steadfast, and also examine the letters that was written. If anybody write anything, amen, the commentary said, make sure you, Paul was saying, make sure you examine, make sure it's my handwriting. Amen. He goes on to say, and still others had become disencouraged, thinking that the day of the Lord has already begun and that they had somehow missed it. They have expected Christ to destroy their enemies, yet they were still suffering persecution. Paul addressed these problems. He explained that while the time of the Lord is coming cannot be predicted, it will be a spectacle even that not one could miss. Furthermore, in the day of the Lord had already had seen none of these effects. They could be sure that none could miss when the Lord comes. And meanwhile, they should take heart in the fact that from the start, God's purpose was to include them in the glorious events of Christ's coming. So for those who were presuming upon the good grace of their brothers, they should get to work and not expect, amen, to be handed out things and to be waiting around. Amen. Second Thessalonians, Paul is writing to the Thessalonian church, and many today, as so many in today in the false prophets, Jesus even was discussing about the day of the Lord. There'd be many false prophets, earthquakes in divers places. Amen. And we began to look, amen, also second chapter of Thessalonians we're going to read. That was part of the commentary. But now we're going to read what Paul is saying here. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter from us, as that the day of the Lord is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, but that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that the man of sin will be revealed, the son of perdition. Amen. We're going to stop there. Many things concerning apostasy, which means falling away. Amen. Meaning they're not standing. Amen. And they're falling away in the sense of it could be drawn away. Things could happen. Amen. To cause people to fall away. Persecution can cause people to fall away. False teachers can cause people to fall away. Temptation can cause people to fall away. Worldliness, amen, inapt knowledge of Christ, amen, moral lapse, forsaken spiritual living and worship, or unbelief, amen. So there are many things can happen to people that cause them to fall away from the faith, to fall away from the faith. And we are here to encourage you, amen. Don't give up, amen. Jesus haven't come yet. Your church is still existing. The power of God is still strong. Doesn't matter, amen, what the world might say, the power of God is still working, amen. Thank you for calling tonight. We pray that, amen, you will get something out of what's being going to be said tonight, today, of this study, whatever you might view it. Or you might have a friend or relative that you like to encourage them by calling them and telling them to view this program on Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth, your host, Bishop Poole. Amen. If you would call in, amen, and dial 1, toll-free number, 855-236-2252, 1-855-236-2252, or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. God has not forsaken his people. What he promised, he always stand by. Things have happened now, and the church prophecy is about making you be prepared and not making you scared. Amen. Be short to the point. Amen. That's why good, you read the Bible, and we discuss all the time concerning certain Bibles. Amen. And check out the Bible that you have. Look at the Bibles. And there are many different good, great Bibles out there, writing Bible, the Amplified Bible. Amen. The American Standard Bible. And we have the, which sometimes we read from to help in our study. Amen. The Good News Bible. And we always say we start from, we have a King James Bible, King James Version in our study. And you might hear me in this different broadcast read from 3 or 4 different Bibles. Amen. And they were working to get clarity, amen, of good translators. And I know many like the Greek, many like the Hebrew. And this is why you hear me. We have the New International Version. Amen. The New King James Version. But most of all, you have to understand, whatever you're reading, whatever you're studying from, you must live the Word. Live the Word of God. And also find people that you know been living the Word of God. Amen. Not just reading it, but living it. And you can see them. Amen. We are in the last days. We're in the last days. We'd like to hear your comments on this subject. Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. God bless you when you push 1 on your phone and we have our technician will type you in. Amen. God bless you. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. God bless you. You're on the phone.
Hi.
Yes.
God bless you. Bishop Poole.
God bless you.
I wanted to say in a particular area, Paul also told them that if a man don't work, he don't eat. Also,
mm-hmm.
we're living in a day and time when Satan is deceiving the people greatly and causing them to fail and to be and they're not holding out in the word of God. So
mm-hmm.
it's a trying time for the people, because if they're not strong enough to hold out in the word of God and start
mm-hmm.
leaning towards the ways of the world. But I say to the people, be encouraged and stand fast in the word of God. Like you said, there are different Bibles and different things we can study, but we have to stay before God in fasting and praying and seek the Lord and have spiritual ears and spiritual eyes. Ask God for spiritual discernment in this hour, which is most important,
mm-hmm.
because Satan will deceive us by our stomachs in any other way and means that he can.
All right. God bless you. We thank God for you. And you call it from what area? Miami?
All right. Well, Dania.
Dania Floyd, God bless you. Amen. Remember some of the promises in God through Jesus Christ. He said, consider the sparrows. We have faith. And James said, I have faith and you have faith. And God promises. And we have to put legs on the promises. Jesus said, consider the sparrows. And sparrows are what they fly. They go, they look around. And I know many misconception about people's preaching and teaching. They don't tell the people they have to be active on their faith. You know, put legs on their faith. God bless you for calling. Thank God for to hear from you. All right, we're going to another caller. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Subject this evening, as usual, it really challenged. It challenged us as to where we are in our individual studies. And when I look at this study tonight, it reminds me that the gospel is very much like a salvage yard.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of a salvage yard and you in your personal studies in the word in the gospel, the most important thing you need to have is patience. And if you have
mm-hmm.
patience and continue
mm-hmm.
to survey your inventory and study the word, you studied these 66 books, you don't know which item in there
mm-hmm.
is going to have value at what time. But trust me, if you got the patience and the faith, that every portion of this word, you will find a place for it in your lifetime. And
okay.
so it's like a person has a salvage yard. If you've got patience and faith, eventually every piece of salvage that he has on that yard is going to have value. And that's the way it is
mm-hmm.
with his word. The open Proverbs, the word of God, tells us to not be envious of evildoers.
Okay.
Yet they stack up the evil deeds, but don't you get caught up or be envious of that. There'll come a day or time when all that they have stacked up and accomplished will be turned over to the wise and the righteous. So don't be envious of that. They're just stacking it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel, there's so much that you need to do in your personal studies that you can note all the treasures that are buried within the gospel. And as you go from chapter to chapter, book to book, you'll find their treasures throughout. And never knowing when you might have to pull one of those treasures out and use it, but they're there. But you got to do your due diligence and have faith and patience and know that there'll come a time when you'll have that in your possession.
Very good, very good. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Very good for always. Amen. Call us. We and the Bible says out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, amen, on our phone, and our phone line, wherever you are, amen, you can push one. There's no answer, amen, on this study, and this program is wrong. We just want to hear maybe what you have heard, amen, and this is very important, amen. Minister Hester was talking about study, amen, about study. You have to study. Jesus said the Holy Spirit bring back to your remembrance, amen, at a time, amen, and as well as working and being promised. God had promised you that he will take care of you, amen, a promise, amen. And the prophecy, amen, the Lord told him, I'll be with you always, amen. That's a promise. I'll be with you always. And we just have to apply it today. We have to apply it today. Amen. If we have another caller, you can call in. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. We'll be glad to hear your input. I can see as well they have run across many false doctrine concerning Christ doesn't want us to have anything. Some are saying that want you to focus on having a lot, and they forget about their soul, they forget about their health. Amen. But God promised us, God foretold, amen, and the messages came through his prophets that he will take care of us. Amen. Jesus came that we might have life and we might have it more abundantly. And we have to learn how to forsake all teaching prior to our salvation and our walk. Paul had said one time that, amen, he counted things all loss. Amen. That, amen. When he came to Christ, all of a sudden he found out he had to get another library. He had to get a whole focus in his mind. He had to renew his mind. He found out all the philosophies and the doctrines and the teaching, his surroundings. And we forget about the small things. We feel it's not important. Amen. But God focuses on living. Amen. We are his disciples. We are his ambassadors. And we represent him outside the four walls. We represent Christ walking and talking. Amen. As an individual, amen, that life is more important. Amen. Your name, your social security number, your telephone number, your birth certificate, amen, that's you. That's you. You're a complete unit. When God made you, he said he's good, very good. So he wants you to utilize all the skills that you can accomplish through faith. Amen. Through trusting in him. And when we trust in him, we become overcomers. Amen. He will not let you down. If you pray and study his word, amen, and the Holy Spirit will give you a chapter. He will give you a scripture. He will give you a verse. Amen. He said he'll be with you always. Amen. So we're talking about prophecy tonight. And know sometimes prophecy can leave in prophesying, but prophecy, amen, God foretelling us. He knows the past. He knows the future. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Amen. God knows it all. And he wants his children to know, those that follow his word. Okay? All right. We have a caller, 4427, the last four digits. You have the mic. Yes, sir.
Yes, and I was talking that memory, the word of God in Proverbs talking about the memory of the uncompromising righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked shall rot. You know, the wise heart will accept and obey the commandments, but the foolish lips will fall headlong. The word of God is constantly talking about the righteous, those people don't compromise, continue to walk in righteousness and keep the faith and the patience, knowing that God's word would never fail. Those are the ones who will be able to see through all the deceit that the world has coming forth. There are a lot of voices coming forth nowadays. And whenever there was a time that God's people need to know his voice, it is now. There are voices everywhere. There's voices in our cars telling us which way to go. Voices and voices. But we need to have in our prayer closet, develop a study habit of being able to hear and recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because often when we are out in the midst in the world and with all the sounds that are being made and stuff, the Holy Spirit is still speaking to us, guiding us and directing us through all of that chaos. But if we have to develop a study habit in our prayer closet or hearing his voice, we will never hear it when we're out in amongst all the chaos of the world.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So much being said. Amen. So many different voices. And amen. That's why it's good tonight, today, wherever you are. Amen. Those of you that are viewing this program live, amen. If you push one on your phone, amen, wherever you are on your computer, amen, and join in. Let's give us, maybe you had an insight, amen, what God had told you, and you found it in the Word. And that's important as well. When you do your studies, amen, and God speak through his Word. He speak through his Word, and he'll give you a scripture, or you make your circle around people that you know, amen, that is praying for you. People that you know that, amen, have your interest, amen, want to see you succeed. They want to see you successful like they are, amen. And if you have run to your plateau with them and you have ran to the point where, amen, you find yourself that you have outgrown them, amen, don't feel lost or feel that you have to stay there. Amen. God is elevating you. God is blessing you. God is encouraging you, because it's for us to take the word of God to others. And Jesus came, amen. We're getting through the season now. Prophecy was concerned about the Son of God coming. He's going to send his son, born in a manger. Amen. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. God foretelling what's happening. Now, we must be encouraged. Just want to be encouraging concerning prophecy. And we're looking at a different angle tonight. We're looking at the grassroots level of prophecy. We know Jesus spoke about, amen, and the disciples was concerned about the end time. He said walls and rumors of walls and diverse places, disease, and amen. This letting you know that the Bible is true. For the atheist, the Bible is true. But though they say they love the Lord, the Bible is true. God is fulfilling the word that he spoke. It was recorded. And if you see these things, the common person see these things, amen. And he said, these are the times of sorrow. These are the times of sorrow. The Bible is true. It's fulfilling. He's foretelling it. But also, you have to remember. Also, you have to remember, through it all, the church is still growing. Through it all, God is still on the throne. Through it all, life is making its way. Life is making its way. Because of what? God has all power in his hand. He knows the future. He knows the... I've read an example. Amen. I've read an example concerning prophecy and the study. And you know, many of us go to movies. We have certain movies that we love and we see all the time, and we get so captivated, amen, in these movies, and it looks so realistic. But you have to understand that the director of the movies, before it comes to you, amen, things have been controlled by the director. Everything has been controlled by the director. Amen. Every movement, every smile is written. And the actors, they have to follow it. They have to follow it. And the ones that be so dynamic and great about when the director, they get many jobs, people want them to come back and act for them. But the director, he's in control. A smile, a song, amen, a little small animal run across the scene, amen, he's in the control. God is in control of this world. According to prophecy, God is in control. When he said with wars and rumors of wars, amen, and disease and pestilence, God knows what's going on. He's not left in the dark. Amen. Evil has not taken over. God is still in control. He knows those that are his. He knows those that are trying. He knows those that are praying. Amen. He knows those. Amen. To say, Lord, I love you. Amen. He's still in control. He's in control. If he wasn't in control, evil would be destroying this world. Evil would destroy this world. Prophecy, amen, help us to be prepared and not to be afraid of what's happening tomorrow. God let us know. So that's why it's important that Christians, we love God. We know what our future is going. We're going to heaven for a better place. Better place. We're told that Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. He said, well, you know, I hear this all the time, John 3:16. God so loved the world. I hear this all the time. Yes. When you love something, amen, you always been restoring it. You're working on it. Amen. Like an example was earlier, amen, it's just like a salvage yard. God can walk in there anytime and get ready and restore your life if you want him to. Amen. He's in control. Think about the movies next time. You look at a movie, amen, or you look at your favorite TV program. Think about that director. How many times he can say, cut. All right, let's do it again. I didn't like the way that was done. Cut. Let's do it again. God don't have to say cut. God don't have to say God. He can put his hand and move. He can do his hand like this. Everything works together. God can move this. He know evil try to come in, try to destroy, but God can move his hand. Prophets say, let us know, amen, what the future going to bring. Amen. We know we have won already. The church have won. It's just encouragement. Amen. He is one. You can press one on your phone. Amen. I'm a technician. Be glad to have you hear your comments. Amen. If you're just calling in, amen, and this way it goes, you press one, and a technician will put you in. Amen. We'd be glad to hear what you say or what maybe somebody have given you some false information. Amen. You can bring it for us tonight, and all of us can add our little bit here and there, and we can help you out. God bless you. Minister Hester, you're on the phone.
Yes, Bishop. You know, I was looking at 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, and it talked about a time of lawlessness. And today we truly have lawlessness, and a lot of the wrong is being accepted for right. We have different things going on, putting people in different directions. On one side, mm-hmm. we have people breaking the law, and even those who are supposed to be upholding the law seem to be abusing the law. And then on the other hand, there's the fear of widespread uncontrollable disease is attacking from another area. So lawlessness and chaos seem to be now running rampant, and the people don't know which fear to really have the most. But we go back to the prophecy here in 2 Thessalonians, and we see that the earth is right on schedule according to this prophecy that lawlessness is really now running rampant through the land.
So
the Lord is all the Word of God always has us. He said this: we as saints, we should never be surprised, taken by surprise of what's going on in the world, because the prophecies have already foretold us and warned us that we would be ready for these things. And knowing that the only thing that is going to keep us from all this stuff, the same way the blood was put on the doorposts in the days of the Israelites, today we have the word and the blood of Christ to speak over our lives, so that as we go out, we don't have to worry about the diseases that they have out there. We don't have to worry about the lawlessness or those who are supposed to be upholding the law, abusing the law. Mm-hmm. That is the comfort we have in that Christ came and took us from under the law and put us under grace. We have that grace to speak over our lives each day before we go out into the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I understand very good that many of you, amen, are listening. You understand, amen, that days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be. Days of Noah and Lot. And for the atheists and those that really think that, well, I got time to get it right with God, and you've been deceived, and the enemy, his job is in these last days, amen, many, many false teachers are rising. Say, you have time. You have time. Amen. We have another caller. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Go right ahead. Last four numbers. I will call your last four numbers. 0364. Yes. Go right ahead. Yes, the sisters, you still, your mic is on. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
All right. Go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Brother Garrett.
Yes, sir. Brother Garrett, you all just right, made the train. Right.
I was on the move. I had to wait till I got stationary.
I listened
to the program tonight, and I thank God for you. And I'd just like to weigh in for just a moment.
Okay.
I think to all that are listening. It's amazing how God watches over us. I'm talking about the people that belong to Him. You know, this whole world is running kaput, but see, the world has already been judged. He already been judged, but God knows those that are His. And so what we have to do is take a good look at where we are. Why are we talking about this? And when we see where we are, we ought to stand sure, stand firm. And just like the brother just said, you got to seek the word. You got to search it out. And I totally agree with what you just said. You got to put faith. I never use it like that, but I'm going to put legs on your faith. Once you see what the word is saying, you do just that. I don't care what you've been doing, but when you come to understand it, the word says that as the light shines on you, you walk therein. So so what the Lord is doing in this time, He getting us ready, just like Paul said to the Thessalonians. See, they had left worshiping idols to serving the living God. And he said, even God taught, he said, I don't have no need to write to you concerning love. He said, God even teaching you how to love one another. So so as we talking about this, you got to check it out and where you are in your church and see and get all the bitterness away, the hatred and the little concisions, get away from that, because the Lord is sure to come. And those things will certainly mess up your relationship with the Lord. So just like me, I'm turning myself down. I heard the other day the Lord said to me, he said, now, if you don't carry your cross, you are not worthy of me. So that's what I just want to weigh in on that, Bishop. Y'all have a pleasant evening. Because we living in the last time, just as you said, and this is no game. This ain't no ball game. This thing will end one day, but we don't know how many more innings we got. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Elder Garrett. We're always good to hear from you. Amen. And many more that can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're good. Always good to hear insight. Amen. People are concerned about the disease, and that began to get them the pestilence. But there are many other things that are happening, amen, in the world, other than disease, that got people attention. Disease have gotten their attention. But what about all the earthquakes and the walls and the rumors of walls? Amen. They should have got their attention. But right now, amen, disease have gotten their attention, and that's what stirred them up. Amen. But what about these people's lifestyle? There's some that says, you know, I want you your lifestyle to be just like me. Amen. My lifestyle, but they are fulfilling the Bible. They're just fulfilling the Bible. That's all they're doing. They are fulfilling the Bible. The days of Noah and Lot is coming to pass. There's nothing we can do, amen, but get closer to God. When you hear people say, oh, I was born this way, amen, I was born this way, God knows those that are his. God knows that those that are his, and he made hell for those that he knows is not going to accept him. And we should be rejoicing that we're getting closer and closer to God. And those things of the world, amen, worldly things, the worldly attitudes, and we live in the world. Paul said, come out from among them, touch thy hand or not. But Paul had said one time before, we have to renew our mind. God wants us to stay here, amen, to show his glory. He made us. Amen. Psalms 103:19 says that the Lord had established his throne in heaven and his kingdom ruled over all. Amen. When we accept Christ, the kingdom of God comes. Amen. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost dwell in you. Amen. Which brings, amen, the kingdom of God. God set up his rule and leadership in you. Within a community, we are the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. Amen. And Paul said Matthew said in 5:13, we are the salt of the earth. Amen. So when you accept Christ, when anybody accept Christ as the Lord and Savior, the kingdom of heaven comes. The kingdom of heavens comes. All right. We have another caller. Amen. The last four digits of the phone. It's 4377. You can just press 1 on your phone. Amen. A technician, we're glad to have you in. God bless you. You in the study.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Bishop. This is Brother Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Brother Daniel, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good to hear
Hello.
From you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just wanted to say something concerning what you was talking about, these false prophets and trusting not in the false prophets. I was reading today in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verses 8 and 9, and it talks about how these false prophets deceiving us, the different diviners, and it says, don't hearken unto them. It even says something that stuck out to me. It says, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye caused to be dreamed. Some of us, we have dreams because, you know, we sometimes go to bed eating too much, and sometimes we wake up thinking it's the Lord. But sometimes it don't be the Lord. The Lord says in verse 9, says, for they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. So God say, some of these dreams that we even have, God ain't sent them. And sometimes right. We think it's Lord giving us a prophecy or something like that, but it's not. And that's something that stuck out to me today, and I just wanted to share it on the broadcast since you're talking about prophecy. But it's definitely right about good thing what you're saying. A lot of people want to prophesy. A lot they call them, even what they call them, parking lot prophets. They won't do it for a church and respect the pastor and tell you, but they'll go outside, you know, besides the pastor, behind the pastor's back and prophesy to people's sheep. But that's why it's good that you stay, you know, stay up under the word of God, and at the same time, if you got a leader, if they ain't saying nothing to you, something that you feel as though you want to hear here, or you been thinking you're hearing through your dreams, wait on the Lord and allow it to come through the word. If it ain't in the word, don't trust it. You got to be careful what you trust and the words you trust.
All right.
That's all
very
I
good.
Got to say.
God bless you. God bless you because you took us in right into the area. Amen. The latter part of this study, we wanted to touch on those. Amen. When the prophet Joel said, amen, and God spoke to him, amen, he prophesied, but he was a prophet, and he foretold that God would send, amen, his spirit to the church. And Jesus even said that, amen, that in the last days, amen, he's going to send his spirit. Not only, but Jesus told him that in the 14th chapter of St. John, let not your heart be troubled. ye believe in God and believe also me in my Father's house. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. But he's going to send, amen, his Spirit, the Comforter. Amen. When I first studied that many years ago, I said, why did Jesus want to call the Holy Spirit the Comforter? Amen. He specialized. And we overlook the fact, amen, amen, God works in three ways. Amen. Sometimes, amen, your body needs water, it needs blood, it needs food. Amen. Even there are a lot of things in the world, even your car, it needs water, oil, and gas. And you might forget about certain things that operates, the functioning things keep going, amen, on that same principle and laws. Amen. So God sent, amen, the Comforter, his Spirit, which is still God the Father. Amen. God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the false prophets, they came and utilizing and taking what God already promised the church. Amen. His Spirit, his power to help his people to overcome, to be able to discern the false from the truth. Amen. And, you know, it's very important. And if you ever think about that, if we didn't have anyone, and I can understand now, I mean, being in Christ, if I didn't have the Bible or any directions, even if you didn't have an address, somebody told you to come to my house or you're going to travel to another state, if you didn't have the address or what road, it would be a hit and miss. You know you're going there, but you have to talk to someone. You know if you have the right information or not. You don't know if you're in the right plane or right airplane or not. And it would be a little chaotic a little bit, and frustration would set in. It become hard. But Jesus said, my yoke is easy. My burdens are light. Amen. The Holy Spirit, above all, not only empowers his people with dreams, and he gives us the ability to speak things, and we learn how to speak positive and it comes to pass. Amen. But it also, the Holy Spirit restrains. He got a ministry of restraining. Amen. The presence of the, meet this commentary. Amen. And it says that the presence of the Holy Spirit in this world is to some extent restraining evil. Often is accomplished through the presence of Christians who are the salt of the earth. Amen. You might not think, amen, as you accept Christ, amen, that you just bring power. You don't have to speak. You don't have to say anything. But spirits know spirits. Amen. You ever been around people and they say, oh, I don't like that person. Why you don't like them? I just don't feel right around them. It's something. It's spirit. It's spirit knows spirit. The Holy Spirit knows those, amen, that are of God. Amen. It was called discernment. Amen. You might not be able to put your finger on it, but it's something. Amen. The enemy is trying to, this person here is grieving you, amen, because of what? They're not compatible. They don't have the love of God. So if you begin to examine that person, amen, and you begin to see why. Maybe you too, so much you want to be in church. You want to pray so much. You want to read the Bible. No, the Holy Spirit is working. Amen. He's working to hold back evil. Amen. Wherever you are on your job, your presence there. Your presence. That's. You don't have to put signs all over your clothes and all of this, and you just smile sometimes. There's somebody that hates to see you smile. Amen. No, it's the Spirit of God. We are the salt. Salt preserve things. Amen. The church is the salt of this world. Jesus sent the church. He developed the church. And so part of the ministry, amen, of you just being who you are in Christ. And many of you hit on it tonight. Today, talking about, amen, being this, if we just be like sparrows, amen, just move around, regardless of what being said or done. You just move around on God's word. Say, Lord, I'm going to put you out here first. Say your prayers and talk to God and Be encouraged. That's why Paul said all the time, pray. Because what we're dealing with spiritual things, spiritual matters. Amen. This was happening. Amen. God bless you. Have another caller. The last 4 digits, 4556. 4556.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Brown.
God bless you. God bless you.
How you doing? I just wanted to say I was on my job today, and one of my elders on the job told me, say, hey, when you're a Christian, you don't have to say nothing. Just do your job. People will notice. If you got something inside you, it will show. You don't have to talk. I was like, wow.
Amen, amen.
Amen. So your light will shine.
Your light will
shine. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Minister Brown.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Yes, it will shine. God wants us. God wants us to be ambassadors. God wants to show his power in us. He said, I'll be with you. Amen. That's comfort. That's comfort. Maybe you have seemed as though you have bent, but you didn't break. Seemed as though that you know, David, when David was after David, one of the psalmists say David wept. Amen. But God still whatever God promised him. Amen. Amen. God want to show his power. Amen. And the world's thinking about different things, but it's power just living for God. It's powerful. It's powerful being a Christian. And those that come into the knowledge, amen, and they mind and they pull their natural mind in, amen, what God had promised them. Amen. Psalm 37, say, fret not yourself because of evildoers. Amen. Look at the other part. Take all that energy, amen, that you working in. And the Holy Spirit gave me that revelation one time. Amen. We take all the energy, sorrow, and fretting, and worrying, and put it in a positive area. So, well, Lord, I'm going to pray more. I'm going to pray this thing off me. I'm going to, you know, next thing you know, God be elevated you above that. Above that. Because prayer take you in closer to him. Closer to him. We are body, soul, and spirit. And maybe you might be aching and sorrowful. The enemy wants you to be sorrowful. He doesn't want you to see what God got out there for you. Amen. So God using that. Everything worked together in Romans 8:28. Everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. Amen. That's a promise. God promised. Amen. And amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Sister, you're on the air. Hello? Oh, sister, you... Yes, you're on the air. Amen. All right. Amen. God always is able. All right. Minister Hester. Yes, sir.
I like what Pastor Brown said there. Remind me of once people talking about they were trying to be a Christian. And the minister told him, stop trying to be a Christian, just be a Christian.
Yeah,
I look back at the word of God over in 2 Thessalonians, the way the word of God said, and by unlimited seduction to evil and with all wicked deception for those who are perishing because they do not welcome the truth, but refuse mm-hmm. to love that truth, that they might be saved. That's the mm-hmm. thing, Bishop. All this chaos and stuff going on, people are leaning more to the chaos than they are the truth. And that's what you have to get back to. To love the truth, and the truth will set you free. It'll give you the peace and the harmony in your life that will sustain you through all the perils and stuff and all the things that come to you day to day. It's the truth that's going to keep you, not the deceptions and the lies.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We're winding down. We're going to And we have a minute for prayer requests. Anyone have a prayer request? We can just call in and just say that, you know, whatever your prayer request is before we go into prayer. Amen. We will be praying for everyone that called in tonight. We know it's not a by mistake you have called. Maybe you will view this program tomorrow on your computer. Amen. If you go to Block Talk Radio, amen, look up Doctrine of Truth, amen, and you can hear this broadcast and many more to encourage others, amen, about prophecy. God didn't send prophecy or prophesying to destroy you. In the day and time, amen, we have a lot of Jezebel prophets out there. We can just say that, amen, there are a lot of Jezebel prophets. And Ahab, when the real prophet showed up, amen, Ahab, when Elijah showed up, Ahab said, What that fella doing in here? I don't want him in here. He never say anything good. And everybody began to duck their head and say, oh my God, what Elijah coming in here for? He knew. They knew when the real prophet of God showed up, amen, he bring the truth. Amen. But Jezebel prophet would say something nice and smooth, even though the world is falling down. They were, oh, it's all right out there. Amen. But God's people and God's prophets and God's prophecy, it come to prepare us, amen, for what's coming. It's come to prepare us and make us strong. The forecast say tomorrow it might rain, it might snow, amen. They say, okay, I better get my coat ready for tomorrow, amen, and there'll be no gas and whatever. It prepares us. So God preparing his people. And he always want to prepare his people. He love his people. Amen. So when you see these things coming and people showing up and changing their lives and changing their focus, and amen, just think, say, well, Lord, I thank you for your word is true. That means when you say seek and I find, I know I'm going to find my answer. When you say knock and the door going to be open, I know if I knock, the door going to be open. So all these signs and wonders come to and strengthen us and prove us and show us that God is who he is. Amen. We're going to pray now for those that are sick, maybe those that have sickness in their body and in their family and their home. Father, we thank you right now because you said in your word, where two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Amen. Those that are green and have problems, they touching their body. Amen. They got their minds on their conditions. And you say with power, amen, in agreement, and we agree, amen, that you will overcome and help us, amen, as we begin to go through this life, amen, touching those that are going through problems, need financial help. Oh, God, we know you're going to give them a help. We know you're going to give them a job. We know you're going to take care of them, just encourage them more in Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Thanks for calling those who study tonight. Just be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. Go to Block Talk Radio. Amen. Look for Doctrine of Truth. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Pray for someone. Encourage someone. Amen. But just don't give up. Just don't give up. Hold your head up high. Sunshine.
Thank you.